Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Spencer Copen as my special expert guest. Spencer Copen has a strong education background in natural medicine. He is a registered acupuncturist and is trained in traditional Chinese medicine. He is a CSNA graduate and is certified by the Institute for Functional Medicine as a functional medicine specialist. Spencer currently works with his family of medical practitioners, helping patients achieve wellness through cell membrane analysis, biomarker identification, bioidentical hormone replacement, neurochemistry evaluation, and energy medicine therapy. Spencer is an avid athlete and a former professional soccer player with the Vancouver Whitecaps. His passion and vision is to guide people to superhuman function by eliminating disease from within. Spencer and his brother Fraser, also a CSNA graduate, are hosting the Superhuman Summit in Vancouver on May 2nd and 3rd, 2015 at the Vancouver Convention Center. Good morning, Spencer, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Morning, Corey. Thanks for having me on SNU. Fantastic.
It is. You know, I've seen you come through a lot of different ranks, and it's just great to see where you are now and what you're up to, and that's what I want to talk about on this edition. But let's first talk about your athletic background. What sports did you play growing up, and how did you eventually become a pro soccer player?
I think, like most kids, I played every sport imaginable. You know, everything from golf to basketball in high school, you name it, I tried it. Soccer was something that brought out a different kind of performance in me. So I gravitated to it. I couldn't get enough of the game. So that's where I put a lot of my focus and time. I was lucky enough to be able to travel through my teens and early adulthood around the world, experiencing different areas and how they trained athletes. And so at a very young age, I think that I learned a lot about sports and professional sports. So it was something that, you know, I have a huge respect for and was paramount in how I found you.
Well, as you know, a lot of athletes don't eat the best of foods. And that is the rule, not the exception. They tend to underestimate the power of nutrition science. So when did you get this connection between sport and optimum nutrition?
The way I found it was a lot like how you're explaining there with athletes is we find out the hard way. When we're so steeped in tradition in certain sports, you tend to follow along with what everyone else is doing and what everyone else has done in the past. And it may not be right for you. So I experienced a lot of dysfunction, even as a professional athlete. I suffered from things like stress fractures and immune system issues, things like pneumonia and shingles. And I thought I was doing everything right. I was doing everything the same way everyone else was. So I had to find another way. I had to find a better way. That's my nature, to find something that works for you and don't always follow the masses.
Your background and training in traditional Chinese medicine, it's impressive. That's a huge area of research, development, and history and tradition. It makes me think of qi. It makes me think of that energy that flows. So let's talk about qi. What's your understanding of qi, and how does it relate to acupuncture as a form of therapy which you practice?
Cool. Yeah, this is my favorite question of the day. It's such a fascinating subject. I don't know if we'll ever fully really understand what qi is. I believe exactly like you, it is the energy that flows. It is life. At times we can feel it. At times we can even measure it. But it's so ancient in its tradition, and yet now it's becoming so modern, and we're finding new ways to apply qi. We can apply qi to the body. We have different medical devices now that are coming out that we're learning so many new things about energy and how we can use it to improve our health. I got into acupuncture as a way to get in touch with the foundation, the most ancient traditions of medicine. And the fact that it's thousands of years old and still use it today speaks volumes about its effectiveness. But I think energy and qi is absolutely going to be the future of medicine. For some people, for some practitioners, it is medicine. And it's just an ever-growing subject. But fascinating, fascinating. I love energy. We love energy. We use it all the time. It's all about finding ways to harness that energy.
What about for someone that's never had an acupuncture experience? Basically, if they come in to see you for the first time and you're going to recommend acupuncture, maybe as a means of arresting pain or something, what is their first visit going to involve?
Usually in the first visit, there's an extensive medical history taken, both in what we would call conventional terms, but also in traditional Chinese medicine. There are certain questions and things we look for from an individual that tell us about what energy pathways may be deficient. And so through diagnosis and through an interview, we come up with a treatment plan. And that treatment plan may include acupuncture with acupuncture needling and stimulation of certain acupoints and meridian pathways. That treatment may include herbal remedies. It also may include some forms of ancient Chinese exercise, qigong, tai chi. All of these may be included, all depending on what that individual is looking for or what their ailments may be.
Now let's talk about life protocol, because that's really at the center of who and what you guys are. And so what's your objective involved there? What is life protocol? What does that mean to you? Why did you come up with that name?
Life protocol, you know, we decided that we're in a day and age now where guessing with your health is totally unnecessary. We wanted to find something and find a way for people to design a plan to live by, design a plan that covered multiple facets of their health and wellness. So we kind of consider ourselves engineers, human engineers, engineers of maybe even superhumans. Through our protocol, our process is about rebuilding an individual. And it's about, you know, rebuilding them from starting with something like a cell membrane analysis and looking at the constituents of where we originated with a single cell organism. And so that is foundational in creating someone's protocol. Everyone has their own priorities. Each individual has just certain goals and standards to live by. But we believe that you need to know where you're at. You need to have some kind of analysis, whether that's blood work or whether that's doing urine analysis or stool analysis. We must know where your health status is at. If you don't know where you're at, then you don't know where you've been or where you're going. So that's what Life Protocol is all about. It's designing a plan for life.
What I love about natural medicine, Spence, is it just makes sense. When you get into it, it's based on cause and effect. And that brings us to functional medicine. Now, you're a functional medicine specialist, so maybe you can tell us about the Institute for Functional Medicine. What was involved in getting your degree or diploma or status as a functional medicine specialist? And maybe some of the differences between functional medicine and standard conventional medicine.
Sure. The Institute for Functional Medicine has actually been around for quite a while. And it was born out of a brainchild of Dr. Jeffrey Bland. He started many, many years ago bringing medical professionals together to share leading edge information in the health sciences. And it grew and grew and grew. Through that process, they started to design a process for medical practitioners to start to implement these findings. So from that point, they have come up with their 6 advanced practice module courses, which all functional medicine practitioners must complete. So there's 6 courses, and throughout those courses, they teach you their functional medicine model of how to assess, how to address and analyze an individual. The core and key main differences between conventional medicine and functional medicine is actually very simple. And it comes down to one word, and the word is why. Conventional medicine asks what you have. Functional medicine asks why you have it. We do take interest in what you have, but we are much more concerned about what is going on underneath the surface, below the iceberg, and we want to find out why you have these dysfunctions, why you have these diseases. That's the big question. So we're like health detectives.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it. And that makes it very easy for people to get, because I find, like, we had a family member die from a coronary artery event, you know, a cardiac event at a very young age. And of course, everybody was really sad and it created a lot of stress for everybody involved. But what I noticed, Spence, is that nobody asked why. They just all kind of agreed that it was a bad thing. But I, in my brain, was asking why, right from the beginning. Why? What happened? What was he doing that's different from me? Could he have prevented this event? So, yeah, that simple one word, I think, isn't that the basis of the inquiry of life and why we're curious, to ask why?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Within the functional medicine model, we have a joke in the community that this is real medicine.
Yes, no doubt. So I've heard natural, I've heard functional, I've heard orthomolecular, you know, they're complementary, good. So I guess the functional profile, or the name itself, embodies everything that is. I mean, even Bland goes into the past and talks about his relationship and work with Linus Pauling. I think he is the one that coined the term molecular and orthomolecular medicine. And I guess Bland just kind of came up with a protocol like what you've done, where this is where we're going to start and this is what we're going to look for. And then what do we do with this information and how do we relate that to changing how the person's moving through space and time, and so that they get a better outcome? But what is their state right now? And all of that's super important, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think part of the functional medicine model is having something for the practitioners to hang their hat on, a process. We get so bogged down in detail and numbers and figures and markers, but we need a process. And I think that's their process that they've developed, is taking health practitioners and their abilities to a whole nother level.
So you and Fraser are hosting the Superhuman Summit. I love the name. You know, it just reminds me of Superman. I mean, that Superman still is my hero. Believe it or not, I still watch these new modern animations of Superman on Netflix. They're actually cartoons made for adults, and they're deeply philosophical, and they bring to mind all kinds of issues in physics with time and space. Just love it. It's good versus evil and all of that. But let's talk about this summit that you've got going on May 2nd and 3rd at the Vancouver Convention Center. That's just around the corner. So what is the purpose of the summit?
The purpose this year for us, really, Corey, is allowing people to explore the future of human potential. We have to jump into what's out there. We have to be exposed to what's out there as far as information goes. We also want people to come and learn. Learning is huge. Being able to ask questions. That's how we get better. That's how we connect with each other. I want people to connect with leaders in the industry. I want people to connect with neighbors and engage in the community. This is how we're going to propel our wellness. Our community of health enthusiasts is engaging with each other. We don't, you know, we chose the word summit for a number of reasons, but one is you never reach the top of the summit by yourself. It's not a one-man job. You know, there's a whole team around you. There's support staff and there's guides. You don't summit Everest on your own, and you don't achieve health on your own. And I think this day and age, you know, we've become so dependent on, you know, what video we're watching on YouTube or what article we just read from an unreliable source. And we have to get back to what's real and what works. So that's the purpose of this year's event.
One of the characteristics of Superman that I've always loved and been highly attracted to, outside of his superhuman power, is that he is portrayed as a moral man. He's got a very, very high moral standard of life. And he's an intellectual. You know, he's a brainiac, too. He's got something like the sum of 13 universes in his brain. So how important to you is it regarding moral disposition as a man in today's world as it relates to health and wellness? Is that something that's connected to the objective of achievement of true health and wellness?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As a man or a woman in this day and age with our health, we have to take it into our own hands. It is our responsibility to manage our wellness, or at least ask for guidance. That is truly what I ask for from anyone that I work with, is that I'm here to help and I'm here to guide, but I'm not here to do for you. That's a big commitment from people. It's a massive responsibility, but the rewards are endless.
Agreed. Now, in terms of business management for our students and grads, members out there that are listening who might want to put together a summit like this or some type of convention, talk about some of the challenges that you've experienced in organizing the summit, maybe on a political or organizational level.
It's definitely a challenge, that's for sure. Being a little bit outside of my regular day job wheelhouse, I think, you know, beyond just the general organization of an event like this, by pulling pieces together, the biggest challenge we've had is being able to create a platform for this type of information, an appropriate platform. You know, we can have people speak and provide information. It's about an experience, and it's about creating an environment. This goes back to many years ago when I first learned about Imagication. And I used to listen to these exact SNU audio tapes, and I used to be pumping my iron. I would retain information. I would have an association with information. So this event plays on Imagication. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have lots of fun. And there's going to be phenomenal information, great people. So that's been the biggest challenge, is creating that environment.
So let's talk about some of the people that are going to be lecturing at the summit. You don't have to list all of them, but who are some of the people that you're looking forward to listening to?
Well, we've got about just over 12 speakers for the weekend. And the ones I'm really looking forward to will be Dr. Bill Pollack, who's coming up to Vancouver to share his experience on electromagnetic fields. Dr. Pollack is the godfather of magnetism. So he's bringing up all of his wonderful knowledge on pulsed electromagnetic fields and how we use them and apply them to improve our health. He's a fascinating man, full of knowledge and information, and this stuff is really, really leading edge. He's going to be fun to listen to. Dr. Michael Colgan, who lots of us around locally here know, Dr. Colgan, he's going to be speaking on our brain and how our brain speed affects our athletic performance. This is a new emerging field. So for any athletes out there, if your brain speed is dropping and your performance is dropping, there may be a connection. So Dr. Colgan's going to share his expertise in that area. And then we've got, I believe, a former SNU interviewee, Dr. Jeff Spencer. He's going to be talking about his Champions Blueprint. And Dr. Spencer is a chronic champion, and that's what he wants you to be, is a chronic champion, whether it's in sport or in life. And he's a very motivating guy. Always look forward to Jeff's talk. He'll be the one getting you out of your seats and taking part in life. And then finally, Mr. Corey Hawley, Dr. Corey Hawley, Masters Performance. We're looking forward to having all you guys there.
Well, I'm looking forward to being there. I love the camaraderie of like-minded people that are full of energy and drive and motivation. I just thrive in that environment, as I'm sure you do too, Spencer. And of course, that's part of what attracts me. I'm looking forward to dispensing information, and I'm going to have a lot of fun. Now, let's talk about the agenda. What is the outline going to be over the couple of days? And I understand also you're going to have some exhibitors there as well.
Yes, absolutely. Our whole environment, again, creating an environment where people can learn. They need to try stuff. They need to get on stuff. So most of our exhibitors will be interactive, which is fantastic. Keep people engaged. And for the 2 days, we're going to have essentially 3 hours in the morning and 3 hours in the afternoon, talks and information, presentations. And we're going to allow a large break during the middle of the day where people can, one, digest the information. We always are given massive amounts of knowledge, and we need time to digest and think about what we've just heard. and ask questions before jumping into other topics. So we're going to allow a couple hours in the middle of the day for people to digest not only their lunch, but also the information, to meet with and connect with other people, other attendees, a networking break, and also to meet and connect with the presenters.
So it's a two-day event. How do we enroll? You know, where do we find the place to register for the summit, Spencer?
You can go to the website. You can buy tickets online. The website is www.superhuman-summit.com.
Okay, so we get online, superhuman-summit.com. And your own personal website, what is the address for that?
TheLifeProtocol.com.
And what will we find there?
TheLifeProtocol.com at the moment is a place to connect with my family, connect with my brother and I. We look forward to sharing some more information on our site about what we do.
Yeah, that's very cool. Okay, so everybody out there, log on to superhuman.summit and get involved with this process. Not only will you contribute as an attendee, but you'll also contribute as a very important member of this movement. And I just think it's so exciting that we've got these kinds of events, especially making me proud to have you, Spencer, and your brother Fraser, CSNA grads, you know, moving in this direction and putting in what you have and all of the stuff that it takes. Believe me, I know. It makes me proud, and I really want to commend you for the effort that you're putting out there, Spencer.
Well, thanks, Corey. You all obviously had a major influence on us as well. So we're absolutely pumped to have you and Tracy join us in Vancouver.
Awesome. Wonderful. Well, our time is gone, man. It doesn't take long for 30 minutes to just disappear, does it?
No, that's for sure.
So a final parting comment now from you, something that will inspire us and perhaps motivate us to attend the summit.
Sure. We have to grow this community. And I think that's one of the big reasons why I think you, Corey, even created the SNU, was to share information and grow a larger community. We want to bridge the gap between practitioners and the public. So even though this information may be scientific and this information may feel like it's over some people's heads, this is absolutely for the public. We want to share this with the people. The movement, the change will come from the people. It won't come from the practitioners. The people, the public have to drive this kind of want and need. And an event like this is essential to have for the public. So the public, please come meet and greet and learn, connect, and engage with your community. Become superhuman.
Spencer Copan is a well-known health practitioner devoted to providing education, advice, and insight to help individuals along their own personal journey of self-discovery obtain what it takes in terms of information and insight and motivation to really reach that ultimate state of superhuman potential. Spence, we thank you so very much.
Thanks, Corey. Great to chat.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Representing lifestyle, new way of life. Listen, it's SNU, sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight, Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life, Live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHolly.com. Love your life, live right, things will be alright. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.